Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Take talk with you anywhere with the all-new Talk 1370 app. Listen to your favorite shows, keep up with the latest breaking news and more. Search for Talk 1370 in the App Store or find the links at talk1370.com.
It's anywhere I need.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Ask the Experts on Talk 1370. I'm your host, Casey Johns. This is the show that helps you with your health, your life, your home, and more with our rotating cast of experts. You can find details on all of our shows at talk1370.com/experts. Catch up with past shows there. And of course, if you've got a question for any of our experts, shoot us an email, asktheexperts@talk1370.com. In the studio with us today is Dr. Venkata Arala from Aspira Plastic Surgery and Med Spa. Dr. Arala, welcome to Ask the Experts.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Tell us a little bit about your practice and where y'all are located and everything else that Austinites might want to know.
My name is Dr. Arala. I am a double board certified plastic surgeon. My office is located in Lakeway, Austin area. I've been doing surgery for 25 years and doing the plastic surgery for about 11 years.
Okay, Dr. Arala, let's just kind of get down to it. We want to talk about liposuction. What's the difference between traditional liposuction and what some people call smart lipo? Kind of walk us through the differences there.
Yes, the traditional liposuction has been there for several years. Traditional liposuction is also a safe procedure. But how we do in traditional liposuction is we numb the area what we call tumescent fluid, and then we use a blunt cannula to disrupt the fast fat cells and to remove them, which causes more bruising, more tissue damage, and more swelling. And that means they require more time to recovery. Whereas in smart lipo, which is an exciting innovation, we do is we use a small ballpoint pen-sized laser to liquefy the fat cells after numbing it. And also, it will help us to remove them much easier. So we remove it. By doing it, it reduces the trauma to the tissues and less swelling. And recovery is much quicker. And also, the added advantage of smart lipo is it also stimulates the collagen because of the heat from the laser. And that's responsible for the tightening of the skin, which is like a double effect in this case.
Is it a procedure that's done in the office? Is it outpatient? What kind of process are people looking at or patients looking at to have this procedure done? How involved is it?
Yeah. Smart lipo can be done in the office under local anesthesia. Patient doesn't need to go under general anesthesia. Most importantly to know in liposuction procedures, the complication rates are a little higher when they are under general anesthesia than in the office without general anesthesia. So this is an outpatient procedure, and then they can go home the same day after the operation, after a few hours.
Is it safe? Is the procedure safe?
Yes. Liposuction and smart liposuction, both are safe. Smart liposuction is considered one of the safest now because it is traditionally as safe as like before, but with less damage to the tissues, so patient's recovery is much more quicker.
Quicker recovery, definitely safe. We're visiting with Dr. Venkata Arala, Aspira Plastic Surgery and Med Spa. Give him a call, 512-730-3885. You can also visit them on the web at aspiraplasticsurgery.com. That's A-S-P-I-R-A, plasticsurgery.com. Aspira Plastic Surgery and Med Spa out in the Lakeway area. We're talking about liposuction. You mentioned traditional liposuction and smart lipo. What is awake liposuction?
Awake liposuction is what I perform in the office. That means patient is still awake while we are doing this procedure. Actually, we numb the area where we are supposed to perform the liposuction. Patient still awake. Actually, they were listening to music or asking me the questions while I am performing the procedure on them.
So just like we were talking about before, not under general anesthesia, just under a local in the spot where the liposuction is being performed.
Exactly right. And the advantage of this is I can ask the patient to change their position depending on the area where my instrument needs to go there. It's really convenient both to the surgeon and to the patient. And the patients are actually helping the nurses after the operation to dress themselves up.
Always a benefit there. You talked a little bit about the recovery and how, you know, when we were talking about the liposuction procedure being one of the safest procedures out there, what is the recovery like? Any bruising, other side effects, anything that patients have to worry about with either traditional lipo or smart lipo?
Yes. The recovery is pretty quick with the smart lipo. The traditional liposuction, because of the more tissue damage, will usually take more time to recover. In smart lipo, because the laser goes and melts the fat initially, and then the size of the laser is only like a tip of the ballpoint pen. And after that, we use either a 3 or 4 millimeter, that means very small cannula, and goes and it will remove the fat, melted fat, and also it delivers the heat energy under the skin, which helps to stimulate the collagen. That's the one which is responsible for tightening the skin. So in coming to the recovery, so obviously because of the advanced technology, less tissue damage, the more quicker the recovery. Usually in our office after the procedure, our observation is most of the patients are going to go back to their normal activity and work in 2 to 3 days' time after the procedure. That is why Thursdays and Fridays are busy, because everybody wants to have the procedure during that time so they can go back to work on Monday.
Recover over the weekend and then right back to work on Monday morning. Absolutely. We're visiting with Dr. Venkata Irala, Aspira Plastic Surgery and Med Spa, on the web at aspiraplasticsurgery.com. That's A-S-P-I-R-A, plasticsurgery.com. Give him a call, 512-730-3885. Dr. Irala, if someone calls 730-3885 to schedule an appointment, if they've got an area that they want to have looked at that is bothering them, what's that process? Walk through for a first-time patient what they're going to kind of go through with you and kind of walk them through the process real quick.
So when the patients come for a consultation to our office, I will see everybody. Then we review their medical history, make sure they are eligible candidates. And then because the safety is the number one priority. Then after I examine them, I will ask them what are the areas of concern to them. Then if they are a right candidates for liposuction, that means if they have enough fat to do the procedure and a reasonable skin quality, then we say yes. And then we will always pick the areas what bothering to them. That means this is ideal procedure for a localized lipodystrophy. The areas where they are bothering them. Austin is a very active town. People go and exercise, diet, and health conscious.
Absolutely.
That is never be a replacement for this liposuction. But there are certain areas, even with that, they cannot get rid of it. And that's when the role comes here and we can quickly help them out to get back into the routine.
Dr. Irala, tell us something. Obviously, there's tons of options out there. What's something that when a patient calls your practice, what's the difference that they can expect from your practice that sets y'all apart from tons of other options out there? Something unique.
Unique. Our practice is unique in a way that I see every patient who walks into our office. It doesn't matter if it's a small operation or really a big operation. I do anything from half an hour operations to 10 hour operations. So I do see them every time when they come in, and not at the time of consultation, and also while they're coming for follow-ups, and I'm there next to them while they're recovering in each step to help them. Our priority is the safety, results and the unique service, especially when they are recovering to on their way to their goal. Our service sets us apart, and I am a qualified plastic surgeon, and we deliver the fantastic results along with the good ancillary staff, and we do get patients actually not only from Austin, at least about 3-4 hours drives, and also I get patients from all over the country, from different states. They fly, they get the surgery done on Thursday, Friday, they fly back on Sundays, which is also common.
Personal care, not going to have to worry about handing off to anyone else. Dr. Aralla in the room with you right there from start to finish. AspiraPlasticSurgery.com. Aspira Plastic Surgery and Med Spa. That's A-S-P-I-R-A, PlasticSurgery.com. Give them a call, 512-730-3885. We're going to step aside for a couple of minutes. You're listening to Ask the Experts on Talk 1370. Our expert in the studio today, Dr. Venkata Aralla, Aspira Plastic Surgery and Med Spa. We're talking all things liposuction. They're on the web at aspiraplasticsurgery.com, 512-730-3885. More coming up on Ask the Experts after this on Talk 1370.
Check in and stay up to date all day long.
In the car, on my way to work, heading home.
Listening online keeps you in touch while you work at talk1370.com.
Get it right now.
Talk 1370.
Anywhere I need.
The right choice.
Talk 1370.
And welcome back to Ask the Experts on Talk 1370. Our guest in the studio today, Dr. Venkata Aralla, Aspira Plastic Surgery and Med Spa. They're out in the Lakeway area, but of course serving the entire Austin area. Just a short drive out there, aspiraplasticsurgery.com, A-S-P-I-R-A, plasticsurgery.com. You can also give them a call, 512-730-3885, again on the web at aspiraplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget, you can catch today's episode of Ask the Experts on our website, talk1370.com/experts. If you're hearing this, you want to go back and listen to it, or have any questions for Dr. Aralla, find all the information at talk1370.com/experts. Dr. Aralla, we're talking about liposuction today. That's our main topic. We were talking about this a little bit before the break. Who are the right candidates for liposuction? How do you tell if someone comes in with an area on their body that is just bothering them? How do you know what's the right way to know that they're eligible for the procedure and that it's safe to have liposuction performed on that?
Anybody can be a right candidate for a smart liposuction as long as they are in a reasonably good health, and if they have a localized lipodystrophy to areas bothering them, and they will be a candidate for the liposuction. And then a smart lipo is very helpful because people can do diet and exercise, and there are certain areas even with a regular diet and exercise they cannot get rid of them. That's when the smart lipo role comes, and then it's very non-invasive, easy recovery procedure, so we can definitely address those areas, and then the recovery is quick to get back to the work within 2 to 3 days time.
Realizing that it's different for every patient and different cases that might walk in your door, but what's the kind of percentage of cases that you deal with on a regular basis? How many people have smart lipo done as opposed to traditional lipo with some of the challenges we were talking about earlier as far as recovery time and things like that with the traditional lipo?
The smart lipo, in my practice, I do almost 98% of my liposuctions are smart lipos, because even if I want to do traditional, I will disservice to my clients, because why should I do a traditional when it takes more time to recover, more pain, more damage to tissues when compared to something completely opposite to that, less time to recover, less pain, less damage to the tissues. So we do smart lipo in our office for almost everyone.
Almost exclusively.
Yeah. And if there are maybe occasionally one or two patients in a year or two, they may have their own reservations. They may have seen some untoward effects of lasers may not be a smart lipo, and they will specifically ask, I do not want the smart lipo, then I can do the traditional liposuction for them.
Absolutely. Our guest, Dr. Venkata Arala, Aspira Plastic Surgery, 512-730-3885, on the web at aspiraplasticsurgery.com. That's A-S-P-I-R-A, plasticsurgery.com. Dr. Arala, we were talking before the break about recovery time, and of course one of the benefits of Smart Lipo is the minimized recovery time. Let's talk a little bit about a compression garment after liposuction. Is that a requirement with both types of lipo or only with traditional lipo?
It is recommended for both types of liposuction.
And why do I need to wear that after I have a procedure done?
Right. So the purpose of the garment in liposuction is when we do a liposuction, we have removed the fat under the skin and it is above the fat. Above the muscle. That means we did a liposuction in between the muscle and the skin. Now the space is empty. So you have a potential space there. In order to get a smooth, nice contour, we want the skin to go and adherent to the underlying tissues. So the garment will help for that. Number two, it avoids that potential space so that your body will not secrete fluid into it, what we call seroma. So basically it helps for the swelling, smooth contouring, and the recovery is quicker with the perfectly fit garments to the patients.
And again, kind of like we were talking about earlier with Smart Lipo, the recovery time and other side effects being, you know, reduced because of the way the procedure is done. What areas can be treated with Smart Lipo as opposed to traditional lipo?
So there are many areas in the body can be treated depending on what is bothering them. But the most common areas are the upper and lower abdomen. Those are the, and also the low handles. These are the most common areas I treat. But other common areas are the back with the back bra rolls and the arms, the inner thighs, outer thighs, knee areas, and other areas for like a front bra roll. In case of a male, the most common areas are abdomen and low handles and the chest.
Like you mentioned earlier, you know, diet and exercise can only do so much. There's still some fat that's basically left over there that just you can't get rid of no matter what you do. Even if you, you know, go run a mile around Town Lake every day, it's just hard to get rid of.
Yes.
What about the chin and jaws? Is that an area that Smart Lipo can work for?
Yes, this is also one of the common areas. And this is also one of the common areas where it is very hard to get rid of that fat with your diet and exercise. As we age, and also in mid-30s, sometimes genetics, there is a fat deposition right under the chin area and in the jaw area, and this can be easily addressed. This surgery takes less than an hour, and the recovery is they can go back to work in the next day, actually.
Wow.
And there are nowadays, actually, a lot of young people are asking to do this procedure. I do this Smart Lipo under local. It'll be done in 30, 45 minutes for them. Because to get the better shape to the neck, even though they have minimal amount of the fat there, they want the better angle so that they can look better. So this can be done pretty quick. That's where the role of this Smart Lipo, the laser comes, and that tightens and gets the better angle so they look better.
If you've got an area on your body that you're concerned about, interested in liposuction or some other service, Aspira Plastic Surgery and Med Spa, Dr. Venkata Arala, our guest on Ask the Experts today. He and his team will be happy to take a look at it for you. 512-730-3885, aspiraplasticsurgery.com. That's A-S-P-I-R-A, plasticsurgery.com. Safety, their number one priority with any of their patients. Give them a call, 512-730-3885. Dr. Arala, let's talk about one more thing here. The Venus Legacy, or non-invasive body contouring. What's that all about?
So the Venus Legacy is a first and FDA-approved device which uses a radio frequency. it is called non-invasive because we do not need to really make any holes or incisions on the body to do the body contouring. So tradition, this is like on the surface of the skin. Basically, this machine utilizes 4D technology, combining multipolar radio frequency with pulsed electric magnetic fields and variable pulse technology. So that means with the real-time thermal feedback, it allows the venous legacy to deliver safe, pain-free treatments and superior outcomes. So it can reduce to a certain degree of a fat level under the skin, but it is not equivalent to the smart lipo in terms of the amount to be removed. But the advantage of this is it can stimulate the skin on the surface. It takes only 30 minutes to do in the office, and they can right back go to the work after this. There is no downtime for this.
So no recovery time. And it's basically, from the way you're describing it, it almost sounds like it's a complementary procedure in a way to a liposuction procedure.
Exactly right. What we do is after smart lipo in my office, while they're healing, usually after 3 weeks, so we also offer this one to our clients. Every liposuction patient will have some loose skin because we emptied the sac under the skin. And then with the stimulation under the skin by a smart lipo, this acts like a complementing by acting on surface of the skin to keep stimulating the collagen for several more times so that they get the best possible outcomes with a very toned looking body.
Absolutely. Our guest today on Ask the Experts, Dr. Venkata Irala, Aspira Plastic Surgery and Med Spa. They're out in Lakeway, but only a short drive from pretty much anywhere here in Central Texas. AspiraPlasticSurgery.com, A-S-P-I-R-A, PlasticSurgery.com. You can give them a call, 512-730-3885. If you've got a spot on your body that is just you're not confident about, or just a little too much fat you want to get rid of, give them a call, 512-730-3885, or go on the web, aspiraplasticsurgery.com. Dr. Irala, just a couple of minutes left. Let's talk again. A first-time patient calling your practice, what can they expect? What are you going to do as far as walk them through the process from new patient walking in the door? How does it work when they call? What can they expect?
Every patient who comes to our office, I see them personally, and then I go over the safety and their health history, and then after examination, we will both come to a conclusion what are the areas most bothersome to them, and so we identify them first, and then we do a smart lipo under local anesthesia. And then I will go over much details with them, the complications and the recovery time and how skin tightens and how can a venous legacy can be a complementary after this to tighten the skin further. Nowadays, actually, most of the patients are wanted to go more and more less invasive procedures compared to 10 years ago when I was trying to do much bigger operations. So the more patients are preferring nowadays for this type of procedures, the less invasive, quicker recovery, get back to the work much quicker.
And especially with Austinites and anyone here in Central Texas, our fast-moving, active lifestyle, that's definitely an important part there. Aspira Plastic Surgery and Med Spa, our guest today on Ask the Experts, Dr. Venkata Irala. If you've liked anything that you've heard, 512-730-3885 on the web at AspiraPlasticSurgery.com. That's A-S-P-I-R-A, PlasticSurgery.com. And of course, if you missed any of this, it's all on the web for you at our website, talk1370.com/experts. Just click on the Aspira Plastic Surgery link there, and all this will be waiting for you. And of course, if you missed any of this episode, you can also download the podcast at talk1370.com/experts, also on the Talk app. And Dr. Irala, you'll be back with us next month again on Ask the Experts. And if you have any questions for Dr. Irala for next month's show, ask the experts at talk1370.com. Send an email to that address, and we'll get them answered for you right here on Ask the Experts. Dr. Irala, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Texas weather can change on a dime.
Flash flooding is expected to begin shortly.
When the weather turns severe, turn to us for what you need to know. On air and online at talk1370.com. Talk 1370, the right choice.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.